Before we spend a couple of minutes just looking at the economic literacy training, I'm going to ask my dad if he will talk a little bit about the background to the training and where we saw the need and how we've started the partnership and the relationship that we have with Conflict Dynamics.
Okay. You know, if you look at the platinum strikes, to my mind, and looking at my data, if you smooth all the lines, it is part of a very identifiable trend going back 3 years or so, where strikes were increasing in length. And with the increasing length, of course, you get correlated the increased propensity for violence. And I kept looking at this and obviously worrying about it and trying to seek an answer for it. And the answer occurred to me as probably lying in the area of what John has labeled irrationality. And that in point of fact, workers have no understanding viscerally of how their enterprise works, how it makes money. And to put it in a nutshell, they don't understand that there is no business in the world that can double their wages overnight or give huge increases and still be in business 6 months later. And so it takes increasing lengths of time, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, until workers are virtually, and their families are on their knees when they realize they're not going to get it. And in fact, that strike, all that lost time, all that violence, all that misery, is simply a function of not understanding that I am striking for something which is unattainable. Now, how can we address that? And I started talking to Sarah about it, and we thought about what we call economic literacy. And I want to stress that in our minds, at least, it is very different to financial literacy, which people think out there is how to read a balance sheet or how to draw up a personal budget for your household expenses. It's not about that. It's about understanding how a firm works within an economy, how the four factors of production, land, labor, capital, and entrepreneurial ability are mixed together, how things are produced for a market which puts a price on them, and what happens to the revenue that comes back from that, and to get an understanding of what we call the profit equation and how I impact on that and how it impacts on me. And that was really the basis of the development of this economic